Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3:21-23. Many choose to follow men. These Corinthians had already been warned that they should not follow men, nor seek the wisdom of men. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians 1:12-13. Many choose to follow the doctrines of men. While one may claim to be a disciple of Christ, that one may wear the name of an individual that has proposed some religious idea and also follow the teaching of some religious figure. This is the reason that we have so many religions and systems of belief. In following such people and their ideas and philosophies, one does not follow Christ. There is no need to glory in men nor the things of men, for ye are Christ. They belong to Jesus. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and that ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. 1 Corinthians 7:23. The purchase price for our allegiance to Christ was blood that was shed on a cross. For as much as ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. No man paid that price except Jesus. We must be Christ alone. Jesus is the foundation upon which we build. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. This is the foundation upon which we must build, upon the foundation of Christ. For all other foundations will fall. Christ is the completion of His plan for human redemption. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1:19. Christ is the one in whom we are to believe, not any man. Christ will not fail because Christ is God's. God is the eternal authority by which all truth comes and is the source of eternal redemption. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, Titus 3:4, if you desire all things to be yours, you will not glory in men. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.